Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I was greatly struck with this verse 26 this morning before I came to God's house. The 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the verse 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The word in the original Greek text is the word declare loudly and plainly. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim loudly and plainly the Lord's death till he come. And I thought about that. And what did the death of the Lord proclaim? Well, first of all, it proclaimed that it was the crucifixion of our Lord. Never in history before, and never in coming days of destiny after, will Christ ever be crucified again. In order to insult the Savior, the Babylonians and Church of the Harlot every Sunday declares, she once again, by her priest, converts the bread into Christ's body and strings him up again upon the cross. That's the greatest insult that could be made to the Lord Jesus. The Lord's death was the crucifixion of our Lord once and for all. He who sat on the very throne of eternal glory in heaven was fixed to a Roman gibbet and died on Mount Calvary. Just think about that. We declare his crucifixion. Secondly, when we come to this table, we declare not only the crucifixion of Christ, we declare his choice. Jesus made a choice that he would do the Father's will. And in the Father's will, the center of it was the cross. And the first words that are recorded of Christ as a lad of 12, when he was discovered in the temple at Jerusalem, what did it say? He turned and said, wist ye not, I must be about my Father's business. What was the business? It was the business of the cross. We show forth the Lord's crucifixion, but we also show forth the Lord's choice. And I'm glad today that I was part of that choice. I was included when the Lord said, whosoever, he included me. Hallelujah. My name was written on the palms of his hands from all eternity. So when I sit at this table, I declare his choice. Thirdly, I declare his conflict. Away back in Genesis 3, the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. I was telling some of my brethren the other day, did they ever think about this, that there were two serpents in the ark, because all the unclean beasts went in two by two. And I can see Noah standing at the entrance of the door of the ark, and these two serpents come together to come into the ark. And I'm sure he said to his three men, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, I'm sure he said, boys, I wonder what one is the devil. I wonder what one of these serpents is the devil. Thank God, the ark of God can save the worst sinner in the world. And Jesus Christ came to break the power of the devil and to set us free. Remember the day that he broke the power of the devil? And he set you free. I led a man to the Lord. He smoked 300 cigarettes a day. He just got up in the morning and that's all he ate. He ate cigarettes. And he said to me, I would get saved, but how would I deal with the cigarettes? I said, I would let God deal with them. And if you don't buy them, and if you don't put them in your lips, and you don't light them, you'll never smoke them. Well, he says, I'll get saved anyway. He says, hey, you'd be better to get saved, and the Lord will take care of the cigarettes. I rang him up the next day, for I was worried about him. And I said to him, how are you? He says, I'm sick. And he says, why are you sick? He says, I can't stand smoke anymore. He says, I have a big notice up here. Nobody is allowed to smoke in this day forward in this office. And he says, the man came in and they said to me, but boss, you always smoke. He says, I did, but I got saved. And when God saved me, he made me hate it. So don't you dare smoke in my presence. And he became the greatest warrior against cigarette smoking and smoking of any kind. God changed him. You know why? Because the power of the devil was broken in his life. The cross is Christ's crucifixion. It's Christ's choice. It's Christ's conflict. But thank God it's Christ's covenant. He went to the cross to shed the blood of the everlasting covenant. What was that covenant? The covenant was that Christ would be your substitute. He would take your place and take your sins and die for you. And because he would do that, God the Father would forgive all our sins, cancel them in the book, and never remember them anymore against us forever. And that covenant, thank God, was kept. And one day on the 29th day of May 1932, as I knelt as a little boy, thank God, God made it good to me, the covenant. And there is Ted Ashby down there. And Ted had a tape. And he was trying to get this tape recorded. He wasn't saved. He was a Church of Ireland sinner. And he wasn't saved. And he got this tape. It was a tape of Bob Jones. And he couldn't get it to work. And then it worked. And as he listened in his own front room, the word took effect. And it found Ted Ashby on his knees asking God to save him. And God did it and broke the power of sin in his life. Why? Because this cross is a covenant. And last of all, glory to God, this cross is a conquest. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make 10,000 clean. His blood avails for me. Let us give thanks for this bread. Let us give thanks for this cup. And let us say to the Lord, I want to show forth your death until you come again. Let's bow our heads. Brother Gary, would you lead us in the prayer of thanksgiving for the bread?
Our God and Father, we come to thee this morning. Father, we thank thee for thy word to each of our hearts.
Yes.
We have a wonderful Savior.
Yes.
And Father, you gave your only begotten Son.
Yes.
To be our substitute, to be our sin offering for each one of us. Father, there is no good in us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. But Father, you saw that we needed to be saved.
Yes.
And we thank thee for thy mercy and for thy goodness. And Lord, we look back to that day in our lives that we came and put our trust in thee. And we can say, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. And Father, we praise thee that you gave your only begotten Son to be our sin offering.
Yeah.
And Father, thy men may look on the outward appearance,
but God looks
on the heart. And our hearts are full of praise and thanksgiving this morning for all that you've done for us. That you've allowed us to come to the house of God today,
yes,
to listen to the faithful preaching of thy word and to have fellowship one with another, but best of all, have fellowship with thee. Father, as we linger around thy table this morning, may we get that fragrance into our hearts and into our souls today. And Lord, may the joy radiant into our faces today
that
God has done
for my soul.
May we magnify and glorify thy name this morning.
Yes.
We thank thee that this bread that we partake is only bread,
yes,
a symbol of thy body broken.
Yes.
Father, may we eat it and glorify thy name this morning for all that you have done for us. Accept our thanks. In Jesus' precious name we ask.
Amen. And everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it. He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us sing the third verse of that hymn, 335, Near the Cross, O Lamb of God. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its sins before me. Help me walk with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, my glory ever, until my raptured soul shall find rest in the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross,
in
the cross,
be
my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. Someone now will give thanks for the cup, which speaks of the poured out blood of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Precious blood. Blood. That's why. Amen. Oh, my being. Amen. Brother, lead us now.
Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering around this table.
Yes.
Lord, we're only guilty, hell-deserving sinners, but
yes,
we thank you that we're washed in that precious blood.
Yes.
We can say there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. We thank you, Lord, if we read in your word, when John looked, he saw a lamb that was slain, but we thank you it was a standing lamb. And Lord, we thank you that it could say that, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But thank you, Lord, for your precious shed blood. Thank you for that spotless life. Thank you for that spotless walk in this earth. And we thank you today that you're the risen, exalted Savior. And Lord, we thank you that you're our mediator with God. And Lord, we come today and we can say with the hymn writer, it was for me. Yes, all for me. O love of God, so great, so free. O wondrous love, I'll shout and sing. He died for me, my Lord and King. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for a guilty, hell-deserving sinner like me. And Lord, we would say today at this table, we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, we thank you for shedding that precious blood for guilty, hell-deserving sinners. Lord, we pray this day, as we leave this table, that we'll take the fragrance with it with us all this week. And Lord, that people might see that we've met with Jesus. But Lord, we look forward to that day that we gather around the great marriage supper of the Lamb. And Lord, we can praise your name forever. Lord, thank you for again for the privilege of gathering around this table. Amen.
Amen. And everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus also took a cup, but when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which was shed for many for the remission of it. Drink ye all of it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. We hold the cup until everyone says, sir, and then we will partake together. Let's sing the first two verses of our hymn again, 335. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flowed from Calvary's mountain. Some souls shall find rest beyond the river. Second verse. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy find me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. Let's all partake together. Our God, how sweet is this day, how sweet is this supper, how sweet is our meeting with thee. But sweeter than all is to look on the nail-pierced hands, thorn-crowned brow, and nail-pierced feet, and riven side of the blessed Son of God. And he showed that to them his hands, for they were the first part of his body that received the nails. And he showed them his side, was the last part of his body that was mutilated, and the blood flowed forth. And we thank thee that the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Lord, we're glad that we have seen thee today, the blessed Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. As we go upstairs and have our time of prayer, visit us with power. For Jesus' sake. Amen. And amen. About 10 to 15 minutes we will commence to pray. Aren't you glad you're here? Aren't you glad you're not with the black Santa? Amen. Praise God. Amen.